I believe that these half-hearted seekers get nothing from the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible says, in the day you seek Him with all of your heart,
amen,
you will find Him.
Amen.
I noticed as an evangelist for almost 40 years, I've seen a change in many churches. I'm not talking about Baptist, Methodist. I'm talking about full gospel, Pentecostal, Church of God. The altars are almost empty, and even the pews are coming that way.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
When I got born again, there was things that what I did not have no desire for. I had no real hunger. When I was born again of the Spirit, there was things that the Lord put in me that I was hungry for.
Amen.
First of all, when I was born again and truly Christ came in, I wanted a Bible. I had to have a Bible.
Amen.
It's like, it's almost like when a woman gets pregnant and that child begins to grow in there. Amen. And that child begins to grow, and when it comes out, that child, if that child is healthy in that, it will want something to eat.
Amen.
You don't have to tell it it's milk or whatever. Do you hear me? I've seen commercials that a little fella, he's got little muscles, but when he ate his Cheerios, they popped out real big. So Cheerios begin to sell real good. Or Wheaties, do you hear me? Breakfast of Champs. You ever seen that before? Well, I can tell you, if you get hungry for this, if you get thirsty for this, God said in His Word, I shall fill you. There'll be rivers of living water flowing through you. And when whatever, though, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I said, Lord God, I want to not, I'm not interested in an appetite, a little Twinkie now and then, or a little sugar-coated cookie. I want the meat of God's Word. I want the milk of God's Word. I want more of Him. And I can tell you, I believe I said this, and some people may think I'm crazy. I believe when I get there, I'm going to spend 1,000,000 years still learning about Him. Do you hear me? I said I'll still learn about Him. Ever learning. But I can tell you, if you hunger for this gospel, it's like a pearl of great price. When that man, he had goodly pearls, but when he found this pearl, it was something about that pearl that that was no other pearl like it. I can tell you, He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He was at the Red Sea. He opened that sea, that rock that followed them in the wilderness. They drank from that rock, and that rock was Christ. Lead me to that rock that's higher than I. Take me into the deep of water. Oh my God, tonight. I can tell you, I've seen some people, they go somewhere, they go somewhere, and they, I can tell you, I want to get in that water. I can tell you, it's like God calling Ezekiel, I'm going to take you somewhere you've never been before.
Amen.
My Lord, as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Lead me to that rock. Take me to that fountain of living water. I thought to myself, I said, Lord, I want everything you've got and I want more. Hear me. I can tell you right now, you'll never have enough of it. You'll never have enough. For the first time He touched my life, I wanted more of Him. I'm more of Him. I want more of Him. And He said to me, son, if you decrease, you're going to find out who increases. Come on now. Come on now. I see it that, well, Lord God, I want everything you got. That's a whole lot of answer.
Amen.
Do you hear me? You've asked a hard thing, son. Hear me what I'm saying. I thought there about Ezekiel. When the Lord came and began to take him out there, he got out there about ankle deep. Hear me, Lord. It's pretty good. You ever see some people get that? Come on now. But I can tell you, I got to take you deeper, son. I got to take you deeper. Oh, next thing is knee deep. Come on. That's when you get down here and get on your knees and start crying out and saying, oh God, I'm seeing less of me and I'm seeing more of you. Come on. Get out a little bit deeper. Well, I'm up to my loins now. It's time to be girded up your loins, brothers. Let's gird up your loins. Let's stand up and say, if God be for me, who can be against me? Let's say, my God, who's on the Lord's side tonight? Ezekiel's out there. It's getting deep here. All of a sudden, I only see half of you. Hear me what I'm saying? The other half's under the water. Come on. Get out a little bit. Well, it's water now. Next thing you know, he's swimming in it. I can tell you right now, sometimes I can tell you, some people can get so full of the Holy Ghost, they got to carry him out of the church. Do you hear me? Well, I can tell you, I'm not drunk on that world. I'm drunk on that new wine. I'm hungry for that pearl of great price. I'm willing to give it all to gain that pearl that is Christ Jesus. Pearl of great price. That's what I want. I want that. I said, Lord, I want more of you. I want more of you. You ever seen a kid that likes candy? He wants more. He wants more. He wants more. Well, I can tell you right now, I want everything he's got and everything he'll give me. Hear me what I'm saying. Oh, I thought to myself, how does that come? When you're hungry and thirsty. When you seek him for him who he is. When you seek him for what out of your heart you cry out. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Lord, I've seen them come up, claim to be Holy Ghost filled, and say, just lift your hands up and praise the Lord. Yeah. I didn't ask you to die. I'm serious.
That's right.
I'm speaking in tongues and come up and say, well, just start praising. He inhabits the praises of his people.
Yeah.
Hey, ain't nobody around here nervous. Dear Lord, help me. Just open your mouth and start praising the Lord. I can tell you right now that he's coming into Jerusalem, brother. There's some people with him. Hear me. But there's a lot of Pharisee religious people too. They got a nerve twitch once in a while. They begin to praise him and they be Hosanna in the highest. Oh, they begin and they say, don't you hear what they're saying? Oh, tell them to shut up. Oh, I like the praises. I like to be praised. I like to be worshipped in spirit and truth. He said, if they don't, the rocks will cry out to me. Tell somebody. Come on, church. If you play that song, pray it with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, my God, somebody. And whatever, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. I thought to myself, you get up here, something said, I didn't know if anybody died. I believe we're among the living here. Hear me what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Come on now. I said, I've been to church. I mean, they get up and say, oh, how I love you.
Yeah.
Who died?
Yeah.
Come to church. How you doing, brother?
Oh,
the way you... And they say, well, how many's going to come back if it be the Lord's will? Jesus, help me.
Yeah.
I wonder what else, how much you know the will of God. You open this book and you'll find him. Yeah. He said, if you seek it like gold and silver for wisdom and merchandise... He said, I'll give you the understanding. I'll give you the wisdom.
Yeah,
you can't. I'm not talking about because you went to university or you went to high school and got a diploma. I'm talking about when you got on your knees and you begin to dig and you begin to thirst. I can tell you, he'll fill you up and you'll say, Lord, oh, it's like a baby. A baby don't say, Mama, I need something. Only one thing's going to shut that baby's mouth is when mama gives her something. Come on now.
Yeah.
God said, you open that mouth and what will I? Oh, Lord, 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 Lord.
Yeah.
You know, when we're going to go eat out at a nice restaurant, I don't want to go there and just already be full. I want to go there hungry. You know why? Because I don't go there all the time. When I get there, I go back. I said, no. That ain't no donut, I can tell you right now. I thought to myself. You know what I'm saying? You know what a smorgasbord is?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Brother God said, I'll put a table before you in the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
And you can come up and just pick and choose what you like, because everything he's got is good.
Amen.
You didn't get the other half of that donut, did you?
Yeah. You got
Oh, somebody tonight. If you're going to pray that guitar, pray it with all of your might. Do you hear me? If you're going to play that piano, you're going to play that organ, you're going to play that, you know what? You're praying unto the Lord. David, he prayed. Do you hear what I'm saying? David prayed on that heart, brother. Let me tell you right now, that devil, that spirit that was troubling Saul, all David had to do was pray on that heart, and the devil had to leave him. You know why? Let me tell you why. And you know why? Because he was anointed. He was anointed, brother. God anointed us with fresh oil. Revive us again. My God, let us be right restored in the house of God. My Lord, my God, he was a merchant. He was looking for pearls and pearls, and he came across one. And when he saw that, he was willing to give it all. He knew the value of that. What is the value of Christ's word? My God, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm be cotton by, kept by, washed by, sanctified by, cleansed by, saved by, and going to go to heaven by it.
Amen. That's right. Hey, Lord. Praise God. Amen.
Oh, Lord.
One
just
soul.
One touch.
One soul.
One soul. Lord gave me a message about that just recently.
Yes.
It may come out here too. For the revival. What is revival? Revive us again.
Yes.
Revive me. Revive me. Stir me.
Yes.
You're going to go to church. You're going to be back. Well, if it be the Lord's will. Sometimes I wonder, do we know the Lord's will?
Come on.
Ezekiel, he wound up in waters he couldn't swim in. Amen. I can tell you, I want more of him. That baby don't even know what milk looks like. But he sure likes the taste of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Just taste of me. See that I'm good.
Yeah.
This man here,
yeah.
Matthew, as the Lord gave, a merchant seeking goodly pearls. How many? I've seen things that people have in different jewelry that can look so real. But all it is a counterfeit.
Amen, brother.
Right.
You know, there's a difference between, now listen to me. See, man can be very smart in his own brain. See what they do today.
Yes.
There's a difference in the natural pearl and the cultured pearl.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what man does, he's learned. Get him a clam, pull him up out of there, stick a little bitty grain of sand down inside of him, put him back in the water. You know what that clam does? It begins to give off what he calls anybody know what that? Is it like a looking at me? It gives off I forgot how it.
There's a pearl in there.
It's accretion, like accretion. What it does, yes, thank you. And what it does, they put that down into that clam that goes to it and stick it in there, and what it is. That little grain of sand irritates that oyster.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
Come on.
And it begins to give off accretion. And it begins to coat that pearl of that piece of sand.
Yeah.
And when it does that, after a while, that's called cultured pearls. Man got behind that one.
Come on. Yeah.
But when it's a natural pearl.
Amen.
Man didn't get behind
that's
that
right.
one. There's a difference in experience. There, yeah.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be rich. I found out that was a good dream. One day I'm walking along. Serious.
Rich in Christ.
Yeah.
Walking along, Brother Earl. I saw this shining down there. I looked at anything shine out to get my attention. Let your light shine gets my attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
Reach it down there. I got it. Man, I found me some gold. I'm serious.
Come on.
I mean, I'm no professional. But I know it looked like gold, and to me it was gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And when I got it, whoo, you always want to go back for more.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Amen.
It wasn't long ago, now don't get mean at me, but this comes up to me, I got to tell it. How many's ever watched Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, there's some people in there, some people, I don't know what's going on, that's up to you. But I'm careful what I, a long, long time ago, I saw that little girl, how's her? Somebody's with me here tonight. And her friend, they were out playing in the creek.
Yeah.
Some people see it.
Yeah.
Amen. And they come across me, and the sun, it was clearing gold all in that. I mean, it was covered in gold. They said, we're going to get this. They started getting all that gold. I mean, they had it piled up. They had it piled up. Now, don't tell nobody. Meet me back here. They're getting it. We're millionaires. We're rich as can be. We're rich as can be. We're rich. We're rich. I'm telling you, don't. Now, you promise me. You promise me. Don't you tell nobody. Now, I'm not. We got to make a commitment. Amen. And on and on. And then finally, they said, now, we can't keep this here forever.
Yeah,
that pearl of great price, you can't hide that.
That's right, amen. Yeah.
You don't put this under a basket.
Right.
Yeah.
If it's real, let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. That's Christ. Let it shine. What? We are the what? We are. He's the light, and we're the children of light. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify
Father
in heaven. My Lord. Anyway, they come to find out. They had it on. And finally, I thank the daddy what they could find. And they found out they had it in bags and sacks. They already had what they were going to be meeting. They're going to be rich the rest of their life. On and on and on. And guess what it was?
Fool's gold.
All of this we had hid. Don't you hide the word of God.
Amen.
If you hide it, put it in your heart. So it gets so it comes out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, we hear what I'm saying. We need revival. Stir us up, God. Send a revival. That if I got to get down here and break and cry and say, Lord God, give me souls, God. Give me a hunger and a thirst. And the joy of the Lord is my. That's a pearl, brother. That's a pearl of great price. My Lord, the fruits of the Spirit, you can't buy that. That comes from above. My Lord and my God, let me love. It's easy to love you, Earl. But God said you got to take it further than that. I can say I love you and love you. But God said you got to take it further than that. You got to love your enemy. Pray for them. That was like my God, somebody. Why? Because if you love what? Who you love? What thinks of it? Love one another as Christ loves his church.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Praise God.
I thought, Lord, and I knew, I asked the Lord, the Bible said, search the Scriptures. See, if you be found in that truth, examine yourselves.
Yeah.
You know, a doctor, they examine
Amen.
You. Sometimes they say, well, we got to send you to a specialist. You know, it's because we're not there. On and on and on. And I can tell you, I just don't want an appetite. I want a little Twinkie now and then. I'm hungry. I said I'm hungry.
Amen.
I don't need nowhere in the Bible. The Lord said, just get an appetite and I'm going to feed you. No, he said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after right. They said, what is righteous? He is right. What is the word? Christ is the word. He's still the same yesterday. He's still the same today. And he'll be the same tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. He said, I am the Lord God. I change not. I don't pray with this word. I believe every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And I can believe. He said, I can live it. And I can through Christ which strengthens me. I can live the word of God. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ. If God be for me, the whole world could be against me. But as long as God is on my side, I'm my God, somebody. Can two walk together? Can two walk together? Except I don't believe it your way, brother. I'm Lutheran, I'm Catholic, I'm Methodist, I'm Baptist, I'm on and on and on. That won't get you to heaven.
That's right, amen.
I said, that won't get you to heaven.
That's right, amen.
I said, Lord. I thought, Lord. Have I ever felt him? Yes. But I can tell you, once he gives you a good whooping, you're not looking for no more.
Amen.
Amen.
All
amen.
He has to do is just pull back a little bit.
Yep.
And I'm the miserablest man that could walk the earth. I can't cope, can't think. I begin to say, Lord, if I said something, has there been a thought that came and I did not cast it down? Many times I had to cast it down. But I can
amen.
Tell you,
amen.
I know in whom I have believed. And what I've committed unto him, he's more than able, Pastor.
Amen.
He's more than able. When I'm hungry, he fills me.
That's
when
right.
I'm thirsty, but that man, he was looking. He was looking for pearls. How many pearls did that man have, that merchant man? That was his business. He was looking for treasure. I can tell you, we have in this earthly treasure Christ. And I can tell you, if he wanted to turn a mountain into gold, he could do it in a minute.
Amen.
Amen. He could take the biggest rock there is and speak to that rock. And out of that rock will flow waters of living water.
Amen.
I want that. And I can tell you, we come to church, we can sit in these pews. But when that preacher's up there, whoever it may be, anointed of God, and he begins what God is saying, I've spread a table.
Amen.
I've spread a table. When you open this book, you just opened
amen.
The book of life.
Eternal yeah. life.
You just
praise
opened
God. Amen.
The meat of the word.
Yeah.
You just opened. Angels desire to look into this.
Yeah.
And yet we can get into this word and we can begin to say, God, I'm hungry for it.
Amen. Yeah.
I said, Lord God, nothing to be compared to merchandise is to have the wisdom that God gives
amen,
you.
Amen.
The wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, the understanding of God. I never had that. You don't get it just because a little dab, do you? It's like you say, Johnny, go take a bath. Johnny, go take a bath. Susie, go take a bath. Debbie, go take a bath. You got school in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, no, no, no. Years ago, I was in Kentucky. God will show you some strange things. I mean, he'll show you some strange things.
Amen.
I was in Kentucky staying there in revival. And this young little girl, she had a swimming pool outside, a little bitty one, not very big. And she had a chicken and a duck. And I'm telling you what, the chicken, if I would have asked that chicken, do you look like that duck? Duck, do you look like that chicken? That chicken, cluck, 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 that quack, quack, quack. But they had feathers, they had bills. They had feet. One had these, another had wet feet. I mean, them two stuck together like fleas on a dog. I mean, they went everywhere. She raised the little bitty fellows. They didn't know. He quacked, he clucked. And I'm watching. It was amazing to watch them. She raised them up little. And one day, she got a water hose, and I was watching her. She started filling up this little water pool. I'm watching. What's she going to do? Sometimes if you just stand and just watch something, meditate upon it, think upon it, the word. And what she done, she took that little duck and she throwed him in there. That little duck's just having a time, having a wonderful time. She finally got hold of it. When she threw that chicken, he come out of there fine.
Oh, yeah.
You know what separated that chicken and that duck? Anybody got an answer? Huh? The water.
There you go. Amen.
Come on, my church. Come on, my church. Come on. What it was, they were the best of buddies. She raised them up.
Come on.
But when she puts it, that cop, that God opened that up. It's so simple. Even the ant. Isn't it something? Amen. He even talks about the little ant. He's a busy little fella.
Yeah.
Amen. Consider the ant, you sluggard, you lazy fella.
Yeah, amen.
Come on, now he didn't use the elephant, he used an ant.
Amen.
Ants are
workers. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
We can learn from some things, amen.
Yeah.
But when she put that little duck, they were buddies. They were buddy buddies, just like twins. He never thought, you don't look like me. I don't think they did. They don't look like me. But when she threw that little duck in that water, he just having a time. When she put that, he went out of there faster than he went in.
Amen.
You know why? That wasn't his nature.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. That's right.
What is our nature?
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, what is it? I don't like him. He said something bad about me. Well, the devil will.
Yeah, amen.
Amen,
brother.
He's going to lie on you. What do you want him to do? Tell you the truth? There's not. The devil's a liar. And the truth is not. He'll tell you. Listen to me carefully. God said, the day you eat a tree, thou shall surely die. How many words is that? We went to first grade at least. How many fingers have I got up?
Four.
Hallelujah. I shall surely die. But the devil comes, a little serpent, and says, yay, did God say? Yes, sir, that Bible is the Word of God. Every word, it is. It is the Word of God. Yay, but God knows.
Yeah,
he knows too, don't he?
Yeah.
He knows how many hairs on your head too, don't he?
Mm-hmm.
God knows in the day you eat of the tree, thou shall not surely die. How many words was that?
Five.
How many did the devil add to that?
One.
One word. One word. We better be careful how we try to change God.
Amen.
Yeah.
God knows. See, God, I seen her show up to Adam. Look here. It's good. It's going to taste good too.
Yeah.
I'm not dead. Something. He must be keeping us back from something.
Yeah.
See, there's pleasure in sin for a season.
Yeah, man. That's what the word's for. Good.
And then what happens? Well, we're not dead. God said we're not dead. He never went to one funeral.
Bring forth death.
Adam never seen one funeral, one person die. But he's dying spiritually.
Yeah.
If you don't eat this,
come on.
You don't hunger and thirst for it, you'll start dying.
Come on, bro.
Amen.
You know what doctors say when they tell you're recovering? What is one of the signs they look for? You begin to recover.
You can hold down food.
Huh?
Hold the food down.
Pretty good there. When they begin to see, you get an appetite for food and water.
Amen.
Yeah. And that's what he check.
Amen,
and
brother.
That nurse said, he's been eating, she's been eating. They're recovering.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
The Lord. Amen.
Let's stop. Say, God, open your mouth. Word! Word! He gives me a nervous shake. There's some people say, you don't have to get emotional about it. You don't have to get emotional. Why? Why shouldn't I? Lord, if we don't, even the birds get up in the morning and sing. Come on.
Morning dove.
He said, if you seek me early, you don't fit God in your life.
Yeah, amen.
You give him your life.
Come on, bro.
And then you receive his life. It's like when I married her back there. No old boyfriends came home with me. You know what I'm saying? No boyfriends. I'm telling you, I wanted all of them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
After the honeymoon, I still wanted all of them.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, sometime I thought, things didn't go right. But I could tell you that love of God.
Yeah.
In your heart. You guard that.
Amen.
You guard that. I can tell you God is a jealous God, Pastor. Yes.
Amen.
Oh, that pearl. He got looking
great
for
price.
It. And well, yes, that he said great pearl. And one day he found it. And he looked at it. I want it. But he was willing to give everything he had for that one pearl. All the others he might have had was no comparison. You could gain the whole world. And if you lose this great pearl, you've lost everything.
That's right.
Amen. Oh, God. I said, Lord, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty. And there's times people can get weary, they can get down. But I can tell you, you don't go and plant a garden just to put one bean in there to just get one string bean.
Amen.
You don't put a seed in that. You don't put a seed in that garden to just get one tomato. But I can tell you, that word is a seed.
Amen.
If you would take that seed and put it in a sincere heart, and you guard it and you water it in prayer, seeking Him,
come on,
hunger and thirst, and you and I, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Oh, Lord. He spreads the table, Pastor. He spreads the table, but it's up to you and me to come to dine. I've been in revivals. I see it happening. I see it happening. That altar is just part of the building. I'm serious. I've seen them make an altar call, and it's like that altar's 100 miles away.
Yeah.
If sinners come, and take Brother Earl, and he's up here and he says, church, won't we come around the altar and pray a while? Maybe one or two out of 50 would come. And that sinner sits back there looking around. If that church were to set the example,
yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
That they see Christ in us.
Right.
It's no longer you and I that live. I don't tell him what to do. He tells me what to do.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm sitting back there, a sinner, and back there, sitting back there, and all devils, oh, man, don't go to that altar. Don't go to that altar. No, what are you going to think of you? I'm looking around saying, what should I think about them? Ain't what that whole church. Hardly nobody wants it. If these are all Christians here, Holy Ghost filled, and none of them hardly come, why would I want to go up there?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a shaker like a leaf. I mean, what are you going to think? Me going up. First thing, I want to see a bunch of chicks. There's something good up there. I want it too.
Amen.
That's what I say.
Amen.
I want to be like that man. Says, I've been following you now for a while. I've been following you a while. I've been right with you. I wouldn't let holy air get in between us. Every way you turn, I turn to see what you're looking at. What you eat, what? I can tell you, Elijah and Elisha.
Amen.
He stuck right beside of him, brother. He didn't try to take his ministry. He didn't try to take over the pulpit. He didn't try to take over the singing. He just stuck
right
shoulder to shoulder, brother. Come on, right. God help us. Oh, we're trying to find a position. Get in Christ and He'll put you where He wants you.
That's right, amen.
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 Oh, God. Oh, I feel the anointing on that.
Oh.
Oh, glory to God. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
The doctor can say what's wrong. But I am the great physician that says, I can fix it. I can heal that heart, those lungs. What man cannot do, I, the Lord, nothing is impossible with me. if thou canst believe.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can have a report, but if you'll believe me,
yes,
and waver not, see that I am that great physician. Amen. 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 Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, in that kind of faith, all you have to do, I'm unworthy to even come to you.
Amen, brother.
But I got a child that's dying, a daughter. If you just speak the word,
yes,
that's all I need to know.
That's right.
Lord, just speak a word to me.
Say the word. You'll be here.
I can get. In order to speak the word, you need that word.
That's right. Amen.
On the inside.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Get it on the inside.
Yes.
Because when the devil comes, you can tell the devil I'm a Christian.
Yes.
He already knows that.
Amen.
Tell him something that fears, that he fears. Christ is in me. Christ is in me. And if God be for me, then another devil's out there can be against me.
That's right, amen.
Amen.
I could see that man of God. He didn't try to take his ministry all this time. Even what is it? Stay here. Stay here. I gotta go. He said, as the Lord liveth, I said, I'm going to be right with you all the way.
Amen.
Come down there a little. Stay here.
No,
I bet. God, he just he's sticking to me like glue. You know what I'm saying? And he got down there. He said, what would you have me do for you? He said, I want a double portion of what you got.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
He knew what he had was real.
That's right.
Right.
Praise God. Amen.
Brother and sister, there's a lot of phoniness, a lot of counterfeit. If you ever find a $100 bill, first think, boy, I got $100. It could be counterfeit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Bibles that are counterfeits.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the Spirit of truth will always
Amen.
Bear witness to the word of truth.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And I, for Lord, what would you have me do before I go? That was the prophet of God asking that other prophet to go and be in Israel. He said, what would you have me to do? He didn't say, well, I need a nice big new car. Didn't have them back then, but you know how that is. We ask for things today. I like to have a plane. I don't know how to fly.
Plane air ride. To heaven.
Won't need no plane for that, brother.
A plane air ride.
Oh.
Air ride
quicker than the jet, huh?
That's right.
Anyway, so what would you have me to do?
Yeah.
I want a double portion
of
your spirit. Have you ever been around some people? Man, you know they got a bad spirit. Mm-hmm. Claim to be baptized, claim to speak. And I mean talking about this. And you can feel, man, well, there's a bad spirit off that person.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm serious. I've been there. I have been there. Put a big pretty smile on, but inside you get that bad spirit. I've been around. You ever been around something like that?
Yes, amen.
I'm serious. But he knew he's got something I want.
Yes, amen.
He's got everything we need.
Amen.
Everything
amen.
We need.
Right.
Amen. Everything we need. Church, I believe he could come before the service is over.
That's right, amen. Yes. Ain't lying.
And it must be a church. When you read all seven churches in Revelation, Brother Marty, you will read in there, he that overcometh. He that overcometh. Our faith overcomes that world out
amen.
There.
That's right, amen.
And the word
amen.
Of God.
God.
This Christ. Amen. Listen. I've been to churches that used to be an altar. It's hardly nothing anymore.
Yeah.
Hardly nothing anymore. it's maybe an hour service, turn the lights out and go home. And you say, well, where was the Lord? You don't put God on your timetable. You say, Lord, help us to redeem the time.
Yeah.
For the days are evil.
Come on, brother.
Amen. I've learned that we must love one another.
That's right.
It's easy for me to love my children, my wife, mom, and so forth. But he said, love your enemy.
Yeah, man.
Amen.
There it is.
Men will know that you're my disciples because you have love one for another.
Amen.
You know, all of a sudden, the Spirit of God separated them. Elijah went up.
Amen.
If you see me go, brother, when he comes in a twinkle, you better see him come.
Come on, brother.
You better see him come. He's gone. He walks over and he picks up that. Now remember this. Even those prophets, they said, don't you know today the Lord's going to take Elijah from you?
Yeah.
He said, I know it. Hold your peace. Wouldn't it? Why didn't all those prophets spend that last day to see a great event? They just talked about it.
Yeah.
They heard about it. We can be talkers and hearers, but until we be doers,
that's right.
We're deceiving ourselves.
Come on.
Now you think about it. Even Elijah was kept saying, Elisha, stay here. I gotta go yonder. Stay here. No. And even they came along. Don't you know the Lord's gonna take Elijah today from you? I know it. Hold your peace.
Amen.
When you spend that last day with him.
Hallelujah.
God used him mightily. Iron sharpens iron. Earl, would you come? Praise God, would you come?
Yes.
To God.